Hey there, aerospace fam. It's Emma from the Northwest Aerospace Alliance. You know I've always said the success of our region's aerospace giants like Bay and Rolls-Royce. Right.
And today we're diving into a big development that's not just about steel, but about the future of our entire industry. So, starting with the Labour Party conference in Liverpool.
I see. So let me get this straight. Liberty Steel hosted this roundtable with some pretty big names.
You got it. Geoffrey Cable, their Chief Transformation Officer, led the charge with Marie Tidball and Chris McDonald MPs. And who's in the room? Rolls-Royce, Airbus, the whole energy and aerospace crew.
Wow, that is so cool. So they're talking about how the new Labour government can help steel and the industries we rely on.
Exactly. Cable said it was about staying competitive while decarbonising. Marie Tidball mentioned securing a brighter future for steel communities like Stocksbridge.
Opus 4, so what exactly did the Labour government commit to?
They promised an industrial strategy and big co-investment to transform the steel industry. McDonald said it was a chance to hear from energy, defence and aerospace folks about what the government needs to do next.
Right, and the unions were there too.
Absolutely. Community unions Roy Rickhus said Liberty Steel is a strategic asset. They're bringing business and unions together to protect the steel workforce.
So what does this mean for us in aerospace?
Well, if the steel industry gets the support it needs to decarbonize, that's going to impact the materials we use in aircraft and engines. It could mean more resilient supply chains and better opportunities for collaboration.
Quite a big claim, right? But it does make sense. If they can secure a sustainable steel industry, that's going to benefit the whole aerospace value chain.
Definitely, and with companies like Rolls-Royce and Airbus in the conversation, it shows how interconnected these industries really are.
So what's next for this initiative?
The Labour government's going to need to deliver on those commitments. It'll be interesting to see how the industrial strategy takes shape and what specific policies emerge.
And for our listeners who might be wondering how this affects their work, let's say you're a supplier in the Northwest, what should you be watching for?
Keep an eye on how the government supports steel decarbonisation. That could affect material costs, supply chain stability, and even new business opportunities as the industry transforms.
That's a solid take. So it looks like this roundtable was a big deal for the steel industry, but it's also a ripple effect for aerospace and energy.
For sure, and with the Northwest being home to so many aerospace companies, it's definitely worth paying attention to how this plays out.
Thanks for tuning in to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. As always, we're here to keep you in the know about the trends shaping our industry.
Stay connected, stay informed, and we'll catch you next time.